This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Danny Green is an Odyssey NBA insider. He's one of our analysts, and he joins us as Jones and I get ready for game two of the Celtics and the Cavs tonight as Foyer is out in Colorado. And, of course, Danny Green's insider calls are brought to you by the all-new 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny, it's Gresham Jones here with you. What's up, friend? How are you? Oh no! It sounds like Danny's already underwater. We'll keep we'll keep trying this here.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Oh,
now
we got you.
There we got you. Now
said I'm good. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
We are great. We're better than the Cleveland Cavaliers because Danny, other than Donovan Mitchell scoring 60, how in the world do the Cavs deal with everything the Celtics throw at them?
Well, don't jinx them just yet, man. There's other games to play. They could have a hell of a shooting night like Miami did. But yeah, that's probably the only way. You know, Don is pretty much the only scorer they have. They have to get Jared Allen back healthy. It's going to be tough for him. And Boston has a lot of weapons. It's hard to say if you're a Cleveland fan, it's going to be hard to watch. But so don't jinx them just yet. They could have an unbelievable night and play, you know, really lights out. And then Boston can have a really bad night. So that could lead to another upsetting game. So you never know what's going to happen. Any given night, anything can happen.
What have you thought from Jason Tatum thus far in the playoffs? It's been six games. Celtics have won five of them. They won by 25 the other night. He's rebounding. He's playing defense. He's moving the basketball, but he's been inefficient from the field. I think he was 0-for-5 the other night. He's shooting 25% from three.
Job.
You're okay with that? His job is to shoot.
He's doing
a quarter
his job,
from three.
Man, he's doing what it takes. He's doing what he takes to win. You know that's all that matters. You guys are winning games. I wouldn't read too deeply into it.
Can they keep winning?
You don't
need
him to have a great night.
Can they keep winning if he shoots like that, though?
They can. I don't know if they win the finals. You know, whoever comes out of the West, they're going to need him to play like Jason Tatum, like a superstar that he is. But the team that they're playing right now, and then maybe the next round, I think they could possibly get through. But, you know, credit to the teams that are guarding him. You know, they're guarding him very well, and they're also showing him a crowd. They're throwing, you know, five people there. Like Cleveland, every time he sees the ball, he sees five guys, so... He's making the right plays, making the right pass. Obviously, he could be more efficient. But you guys are winning games and winning games pretty comfortably. And he's doing what he's supposed to do to win games. So I wouldn't read too deeply into it. But, yes, he's going to be needed in you know, next series. If not for sure, the finals, he's going to have to step up and play. And I know it's not like a switch. You can turn it on and off. He probably needs to start getting rhythm and get into gear. But, you know, he's doing what he's supposed to do. And guys are stepping up and been, you know, holding down the fort for him.
You were around one of the more humble mega stars in San Antonio in Tim Duncan. I'm curious, from a former NBAer who has championship credibility like Danny Green, Odyssey NBA insider, how do you see the role of the superstar in the playoffs?
You see it by action. You know, Timmy always stepped up to the plate and did what he was supposed to do action-wise, and he was more vocal than people gave him credit for. But he led the team. He led us, you know, him, Tony, Manu, Pop, of course. But you show by action. They show up every night. They go into battle. They do little things. They don't complain. You know, they don't compare themselves. They don't worry about their individual stats. They do things to win the game. And I see a lot of similarities in Tatum.
So I was just going to ask you that. So you do see similarities in Tatum. It's interesting you bring up Tim Duncan. I know you played with him. But that gets brought up from time to time with Tatum as an example that you don't need to be a fiery personality, a loud personality. I would say that's typically the exception to the rule, though, right? I mean, most of the leaders that I see from the outside looking in, you're more experienced than I am, seem to be more of that fiery, louder variety, no?
Yeah. You know, the game of basketball is an emotional one. People like to show their emotions in it and have fun with it. So that's just normal for every player. It's very rare that you find, you know, that a guy that goes in and can kick somebody's ass quietly. Kawhi is another one. He's quiet. So it's really based on personality. It's all subjective. It's not like you need to be that. But, you know, some people are different. Some people handle business differently. But, you know, Timmy was, not as emotional as others. Manu had his moments. You know, we had guys that said, since San Antonio, we didn't really do a lot of celebrating and emotions. But I said, I've seen it with Kawhi. I've seen it with other people. You see OG is not a big emotional guy. Like, there's some guys that just like that. And, you know, Jason Tatum's one of those guys, and he can be efficient. He can play well. He don't have to be on it. But he does show emotion. In the game, he does show emotion. But he's a very humble guy, which I think a lot of people respect and like about him.
Our insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Our Odyssey NBA insider, multiple-time NBA champion Danny Green, is with Gresh and Jones, who is in for Fourier. What tweaks, if any, would you make if you were Joe Mazzulla?
Right now? I mean, none. I mean, you're winning the series. I would just say be prepared for what their adjustments may be, but I think even with their adjustments, you can still win the games, win the series. I would just be worried. I wouldn't say worried about it. I would just be preparing for getting your guys ready for the next, I wouldn't say the next series. I wouldn't disrespect Cleveland like that. But, you know, for the next adjustments, for the next mishaps, for the things that they're weak at, you know, what do we need to focus on us? What do we need to get better at when we need to move forward for us to be great? And that's either shooting free throws, turn the ball over less. For them right now, it's not them playing against opponents, them playing themselves more so. And they have the pieces, they have the team to beat pretty much anybody out there if they're playing their best basketball. So I think they just need to focus on them and focus on getting better each day and each game within themselves, because, you know, each game's going to be different. And each series is going to be way different. So they just have to be prepared for when that changes.
So, Danny, I know you don't want to skip over Cleveland, but I'll do that. I'll skip over the Knicks as well. Let's go to the NBA Finals. I think it's a good development on the other side. I think it's a good development on the other side. The Knicks aren't going to beat this team. And so it's a good development on the other side that Denver's down 0-2. I think that opens up the path even more for a team like the Celtics. Am I looking at that correctly, or should I be giving Minnesota more credit?
I would give Minnesota more credit, but also I'm not counting out the Denver Nuggets. You know, two games, that's nothing in this league. You know how this goes. I mean, even though
are you counting any teams out?
No, they're still defending champs. I mean, I'm not counting the way OKC's playing. They're balling Dallas, and I'm not counting the Knicks out either. But even though they have injuries, that's going to be tough for them. So I don't think they can beat this Boston team. But it ain't going to be no cakewalk. Cleveland's the only team that I feel like just doesn't have enough, especially with the injury of Jared Allen. Be very tough for them. I think they could possibly get a game, but yeah, I don't see them beating Boston. But Knicks, I don't look past. Indiana plays at a very high pace. You just never know what can happen, man. And knock on wood, hope everybody stays healthy. You hope Kristaps comes back. But Minnesota is a very good team. So is Denver. I'm not counting them out. But those two teams, I think whoever comes out of that series is going to be a hell of a matchup for whoever comes out of the East.
Is there anything else in these playoffs that have caught your eye that would be of interest, maybe even outside the Celtics-Cavs series? You have a trained eye. Is there anything jumping out to you?
I mean, I'm loving all the series, man. I'm really liking the Indiana-Knicks series. They're playing last night fast paced. I think that series, Knicks have somehow gotten away with, I'm going to say gotten away with, like down the stretch, they have made plays and made it happen. Indiana could have easily won one of those games. It is the same in the Philly series. I think that series is going to go at least six games. You guys, if you guys finish this series quickly, you might be able to get some rest. I like the OKC-Dallas series. I'm seeing how Dallas bounces back, but OKC is here. they're ready. These young teams don't care about your worries or, you know, saying that weaknesses are inexperienced. They don't care about none of that. They're just coming here to play basketball. They're playing really well and showing why they're the top seeds of the West. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they all play out. But I think everybody's looking at this Denver-Minnesota series.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have an off-topic one, if you don't mind. And maybe the guys have asked you this before. You went to University of North Carolina.
I surely did.
Do you follow football there?
Not there, no. But I played football growing up, man. I know the topic you're going to.
I was just curious. Yeah, if you had a scouting report for us on Drake May. I was just curious.
I don't. I know he's a good football player. I know he's really well. I know he plays really well. And I know his brother played on our side. I thought you were going to the football, the NFL, NBA.
Oh, the Austin Rivers commentary. Yeah, what'd you think of that?
I thought it was interesting, man. And I mean, some people get sensitive about it. I understand why. I think we respect their craft. They respect ours. I think there's more of both guys, both born both sports that can play both sports. Because everybody, both sports have grown up playing each other's sport. I don't think we all can do it at that level. But, you know, I mean, I don't think Austin's wrong. I don't think the others are wrong. But I think there are a number of guys that could probably play. I don't know if they'll play a lot in the NBA, but if they have taken that route, I think there's a number of guys that could play, you know, from the NBA that could play in the NFL. But, and I think there's a reason why they say, you know, we're some of the best athletes in the world because we have to not only be physical, but use hand-eye coordination, I think, because we're the most adaptable. I think, you know, you give us a sport to try to adapt to within 6 months, I think we can adapt to that sport better than the people in other sports can adapt to our sport, if that makes sense. It's an interesting topic. It's funny, man. People are going back and forth at it, but I said I think there's a lot of guys in our league that grew up playing football and probably could have taken the route. And I think there's some guys in the NFL that could have taken the basketball route. Everybody has a passion, but on this level, you respect their profession, you respect their craft.
But if we're in the trust tree, what's easier?
Easier? I don't think any NFL sport, any professional sport is easier.
Easier. Not easier.
I honestly think that I'm not going to go that route. I think the toughest sports that aren't even those. I think boxing and hockey is probably tougher than both football. MMA fighting, boxing, hockey, those sports, I think they rank them to. They are the toughest sports to play and adjust to. I don't think football and basketball are even that high on the list. But you can look at the list. I'm not going to dictate or tell the people what is easier. You know, people have their opinions. It's all subjective. It's all dependent on the person's body and mind, how they operate. So some people may think basketball is easier. Some people think football is easier. But for me, I played both. I chose basketball. I thought it was going to be an easier, longer career to be in because football just seems a little rougher. But that doesn't mean that it's harder to do.
A big pickleball will be jumping in, I'm sure. Their athletes will be wanting to get in the fray. Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Danny, thanks. We'll catch you next week.
Appreciate you guys, man. Thank you.
There we go. Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls brought to you by the new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.